Hello, Don. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank
Thanks
you for
waiting.
Taking my call. A month or so ago, and several times before that, Dr. Wright talked about a doctor, I think in the 20s, who discovered that cancer grows just like it's either the uterus or the placenta during birth, and that when the baby's own pancreas starts developing pancreas enzymes, that stops that growth. And so he was using an IV version of that to kill cancers in people until the FDA outlawed the using IVs on these enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's another doctor, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, I think he's using supplements doing that. And it got me to thinking, is there any good or bad points to just using regular digestive enzymes in capsule form? And maybe that will help keep us cancer away?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who has passed on, unfortunately, his work is being continued. His clinic is now being run by his associate. I'm sorry, I forget her name at the moment. But if you Google Dr. Gonzalez, yes, he's one of the primary oncologists who have brought back the use of pancreatic enzyme in cancer care.
Uh-huh.
And typically it takes quite a number of oral enzymes. There's one particular brand, Don, that I really like. It's called Wobenzyme. And they originated that particular formula in Germany years
uh-huh.
ago. But the Wobenzyme seem to be the most effective. And when you're treating a tumor in particular, if it's a bloodborne cancer, it probably won't do a whole lot. But for a tumor growth, yeah, the theory is the pancreatic enzymes get into your bloodstream and, you know, kind of like Pac-Man, they just chew up the edges of the tumor, and you just have to keep after it. Now, Dr. Gonzalez would often prescribe up to 100 capsules a day of these enzymes. So,
oh wow,
yeah, it takes commitment. And And the tricky part, too, is you want to take them on an empty stomach, because if you have food in your stomach and you take these enzymes, of course, it's going to primarily work on the food rather than the tumor site.
Right.
So,
okay.
And, you know, it can upset your stomach a little bit if you're taking these enzymes. But a lot of people can only handle maybe 8 or 10 or 12 at a time. And but yeah, it's something that normally it's part of a bigger regimen of treatment for cancer. So I'm not sure, you know, how effective it is by itself, but it's a common therapy, I think, that people use that can
okay.
be quite effective.
But obviously, well, the quantity has got to be pretty high then.
It does. It
okay.
does. Yeah. Yeah, and one of the alternatives that we use at Tahoma Clinic is IV vitamin C, and it's the same kind of effect. The vitamin C actually attacks the edges of the tumor site and creates hydrogen peroxide and oxidizes the tumor, the tumor barrier, the tumor membrane.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's another way of attacking that. But sometimes we'll use both those therapies as a way to attack the tumor site.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your answers. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call, Don.